Bex. What they said, Bex.
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 Hmm.
How far are we now?
We're moving along.
Jerusalem Baptist Church, I'm supposed to call it.
Well.
So I wear many hats for the tour day.
Yeah.
What's today? Oh, same. Next week I got two double meetings. The same organization and me. My biggest thing is to get this reception for my daughter. Well, I'm trying to do the other things too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we need to get through because I got to go see somebody else this afternoon. So, what about the male and female of the hogs? Boar, did you say?
I'm trying to see if boar was or I don't know. Of course it should be a guy. Of course there's some terms to use on these that I'm not gonna use to you. I let you talk about this time. They're a little rough term, especially if it was in a male conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had different words that you wanted.
But you knew exactly what they meant. And since you put it out, I would go somewhere else to tell you. But they describe it in the raw terms or whatever, they tell you backward and that's so you know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like one of my teachers told me when I was shocked. I was a student in Berkeley. And he could do an lecture around the school in Lambda. But he told me to go to the office. And I got to get two, a female plug and a male plug. He said, remember, I want both, and don't bring the wrong one. Because one, you take and you push into the other, and the other one receives it. And he explained further to this. Well, I was in the old school then, but he wanted the two plugs and didn't want them wrong.
Uh-huh.
But he fully explained it to me, and I just listened. And went, yeah.
Yeah. What about of the horses? They call the male horse.
Well, in general, when they weren't doing the jackasses. But I mean, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I heard a lot of this. Maybe my grandma rang me. That's why I ended up my aunt. You know. If I had the she horse or the he horse,
mm-hmm.
I thought of that night, they meant that. Sometimes it is described by the organs or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of a name, proper name.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I can think of a lot of rough name that I should not. That's it, living the world just what they want to say.
Mm-hmm. And what about if the chickens, you know, the one that's sitting hatching the eggs, what is she called?
The laying hen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would be the term that you would say the noise is that a cow makes?
Mm-hmm.
How about a calf? Like if you take it away from its mama and it makes a...
It's almost like the sheep thing. Bad, but it's not quite as something.
Ah.
If I'm right, it's not bad, but it's almost bad calf. Something.
Like a blight or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
How about of the horses? What's the term for the sound that they make?
Now you spell it.
No, I can't spell that.
That's right. But that's the way it sounds when you spell it. That's the horse.
Do they call that a wicker sound?